And you say you used to rip out the rails or the planks.
That's right.
And would you explain the difference between a rib and a notch?
Let me see, did we have any notches? Yeah, we built things like that, and I'm trying to think too. And as far as I can remember, this fence is built like this to make it fit down close to each one that couldn't get out. It is sawed in right here, and that each one of them was put in those crevices of that fence. Mm-hmm. And that'll bring that up after you sawed in to drop down and bring that fence up close that nothing couldn't go out. But now, like you speaking about, otherwise I can't, I don't seem like I can get it.
I didn't have any, I'd read about these, but it's hard to read and understand exactly how they work.
That's right.
I've heard Virginia fences and all kinds of things.
Oh yeah, that's right. I'm
not sure what they mean.
No.
To move from fences, I'd like to ask you some questions about different kinds of land. the place where the land is very wet, what would you call, would you just explain different kinds of land that you might have? What's the difference between marsh and swamp and bottom and all those different kinds of...
Well, out in our field, you would notice there's different kind. Maybe right here you cross it, you can't hardly walk in it. Mm-hmm. It's marshy and it's muddy. You bog up. Well, you get on up here a little further high up, you can walk across it all right. But we have that difference in land today, and did have it as far as that.
Suppose you have a lot of land and it's underwater all the time.
That's right.
What do you call that?
Well, we would call it, we say, well, it's too mashy, too much water. Says we can't build something. Can't build something across it. Oh, we can't plow through it, something like that. I got some ground up here on my field. This got spots in it. You can't walk across it now. Then I got some that's not like that. That you can. Yes.
And if it's underwater all the time, now is that
you can't raise anything, swamp it.
I see.
Well, we use that word.
But now somebody told me that bottom land is good for crops.
It is, if it's not, some of it is too mashy.
Too wet.
Too soggy, too wet.
Can you, would you say more about bottom land so I can clear up what that is? How would you make bottom land good for crops?
Well, now there's a portion, as we might say. There's a little place we say we get a little high up here. A little high land. We can raise something. We can raise something the crops can grow on it. And yet goes a place right down there. Too soggy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't grow nothing.